Shirley Hertz is getting a Tony Award tonight, and she's never set foot on a Broadway stage. For more than 50 years, Shirley Hertz has worked as a publicist and is the first theater publicist to receive such an award. Shirley joins us from our New York Bureau. Congratulations, Shirley.
Thanks, Leanne.
Can I take you back to the beginning when you were growing up?
You certainly may.
Did you have dreams of being on the Great White Way?
No, I had dreams of being a doctor.
What happened?
My parents took me to theater a lot. I'm from Philadelphia. And I started saving my allowance to go see whatever show was playing in town. Every week there was something new, the Theater Guild tours or whatever. And one week there was a play called Philadelphia Story with Katharine Hepburn. And I saw this magic going on, and suddenly the play was over and she came out and made a curtain speech. And something hit me. I knew right then and there I had to be part of not so much her life, but of the life in the theater.
So you moved from Philadelphia?
Well, I grew up first.
Well, that's, yeah. How did you get into entertainment publicity?
I worked for Rosalind Russell.
Tell us about that, because one of the stars you did work with on Broadway when she got to Broadway was Rosalind Russell, who was starring in Wonderful Town in 1953.
Correct. Of our rocks and rills, mother sills, seasick pills. How do you think about Helen Wills? What do you think about
Josh Logan had said to her she thought she wanted to come back to the theater. She should take a road tour and stay with it for about 6 months. And I was with her. But we went from town to town to town, settled down in Chicago. And we were there for several months. And it was fabulous. Every Sunday morning, she'd make breakfast for me, which were always fried bananas, or baked bananas, one or the other.
Stop! What do you think of our double malts, family vaults, Epsom salts? How would you guys like to learn to waltz? Now you just want to...
And she taught me more than I suppose anybody else in the theater.
Yeah, and there are things from that experience that still serve
you
well today.
They have always worked, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first lesson was be nice to the stagehands.
That's an excellent piece of advice. You know, I don't think many people know that there's a press agents union. Were there many women in it when
you finally joined? When I first got in, I don't think there were more than half a dozen. But the reason the union was started, the press agents would take plays and musicals out on the road with producers who weren't too trustworthy, and they'd close the show in Des Moines and leave the press agent there without transportation back or anything else. So the purpose of the union initially was to establish a bond system that the producer had to deposit X number of dollars per week. And it was held by the union, and if the show closed, then that bond covered the expenses and the transportation back from wherever they were.
Hmm. You've worked on a Pulitzer Prize-winning show, Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. Mm-hmm. Some of your shows have won Tonys, Dancing at Lunasa, La Cage aux Folles. But you've also worked with shows that didn't do so well.
And
Can I tell a little anecdote of my own?
Sure.
Early 80s, I was working in New York, and we worked together, and I went to an off-Broadway play you were promoting, and it really wasn't very good. And I left at intermission, and I ran into you in the lobby. And at first I went, oh, no. But you looked at me. You said to me, I know. How do you publicize a show that stinks?
Well, I've always said every play I've ever handled, I approach it as though it were a Pulitzer Prize winner. And I psych myself out. I have to think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And then the critics tell me it isn't.
I see. Have you had to do it that often?
More often than not.
One of the shows that didn't do so well for you was Peter Allen's Legs Diamond.
Isn't that funny? I was just thinking about that.
Thought we had it made. Thought life was lemonade. Living out our days in clover. Now all that's left is afterglow. Joe, don't say it's over.
He was the nicest man ever. You go on salary for a musical, I think it's 5 or 6 weeks from the first day rehearsal. But to get publicity in advance in the magazines like Vogue and Town and Country and Harper's, you have to work maybe 4 or 5 months in advance, and you're doing that pro bono. And I was doing a shoot with Peter for Bazaar, and he turned to me and said, "Are you being paid?" I said, "No." I said, "But I will be." He said, "When?" I told him when. He said, "No one works for me for nothing. You're on my payroll now until we go into rehearsal." He was that kind of man. Don't say it's
over. So what is it that keeps you going all these years? You could have hung up your Rolodex a long time ago.
True. My father was 81 when he passed away, and he was about 80 one day. I said, "For God's sakes, aren't you going to retire and sit back and enjoy life?" He said, "Then what would I do? This is what keeps me going."
But you get to walk down the red carpet on Broadway.
That's right.
And pick up a Tony.
That is really a never. I can't say I ever dreamt of winning a Tony, because I never thought it would happen. Never entertained the idea. When they called me, explaining how the Tony has these honors and this and that and the other, I thought, what are you leading up to? Because it's not going to come to me. So I'm probably going to have to tell somebody they're getting it. Then he said I was getting it. I said, "I don't believe it. I just don't believe it." And then the next thing I said to him was, "This is going to cost me a lot of money. I have to buy a dress."
Veteran publicist Shirley Hertz will be presented with a Tony for Excellence in the Theater tonight at Radio City Music Hall. Again, congratulations and thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Music from her favorite show, La Cage aux Folles. The best of times is now, and this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.